Vous écoutez l'autre monde, I'm with the band Karak Angren. Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you too. Great to be here.
It's the 10 years of anniversary for the festival, for the Hellfest. Did you bring a special gift?
Yeah, it was our first time, so maybe that's the gift. But I heard it was anniversary, but it's the first time I've been here personally and also with the band, and I'm amazed by the atmosphere. I really was in love with the festival from the day we arrived, so cool, yeah.
About your last album, just out a couple of months ago, this is No Fairy Tales. How do you find so dark and ugly tales for your songs?
We always, when we tour or sit together, we brainstorm about new topics, and we try to make it as ugly and bad as possible, and then we go on about it, and especially for this we wanted to surround it with fairy tales, and then we took it into a modern setting which is really close to home, you know, so we had to take care how to bring it, because it's about domestic violence and rape and all of that, so it's not like in the 17th century something happened and you can go to sleep. Now it's but we wrapped it a bit in this fairy tale kind of wrapping, and to give the people some breather throughout, but yeah, that's how we did it.
You are known for your horror black metal, if you can say so. What comes first, the story or the music?
Probably I would say the story. Of course we are always making tunes and stuff, but when I start composing, I need the story. Or it's, for example, when Serigor comes up with a story, I sit down at the piano and I think about the emotions involved in the song. For example, the third song, the children escape the house. So I sit there and I'm like, okay, how does it sound if you are running away? And then I start playing and then these violent things come out. So I think the story is the main influence to compose. It's like scoring a movie almost. It's not, that's how it is. And then meanwhile, Serigor develops the lyrics, and then it's like an eclectic process. But the story is the core of it, yeah.
It's important for you to have the feelings and the pictures in your mind when you create, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I said before, yeah, the emotions, because we want people to feel what we are telling. A lot of metal and death metal, black metal, is merely about one emotion. It's aggression or it's a negativity. And that's really great, you know. People can put their anger in it, but we want to tell stories. So sometimes we depict nice scenes too, like children are at home, and then maybe you feel some sadness or an emotion that you don't associate with black metal immediately, but we do that so then we can really take it down to the depths again. It's like a, yeah, it's like a movie, you know. If it would only be negativity, then the story is boring, you know, because it's like bah, death, blood, blah, blah, and that's the same, but we do it with a storyline, and that's important, and also enables to really use different elements in the music, you know. If, for example, you want to have a nice scene, yeah, you use piano, flutes, and then you take it down to the cellos and the horns and the violent instruments. So it really opens up this scala of instruments, yeah.
This new album, this is No Fairy Tales, there is a lot of songs about children. What was your goal in addition to scare people?
To tell a story and to tell it really directly. You know, when you have a fairy tale book, it's always very direct. It's like Hansel goes to the forest and he puts the bread on the ground. There's almost no interpretation. And we wanted to do that too, but now it's like Hansel goes to the forest and gets killed and beaten up and his sister too. So it's like, whoa, what? You know, you get this effect. And maybe it's too much sometimes, but we like to walk the line. It's almost over the top. It's almost that you can laugh. But at the same time, you cannot laugh about it because it's about horror topics. And, you know, Hansel and Gretel have the children, so children are vulnerable. They cannot defend themselves, and they are vulnerable to their parents who fight and abuse them, and then they escape. And they are vulnerable again in society with the clown who picks them up, who is a child molester, basically. So you really get this feeling if you listen to this story, like, shit, you want to help them, and you want to say, don't go and sit in the playground, but still they do it. So it's really, we are a bit crazy, maybe.
A word especially about the track, There's No Place Like Home.
Yeah, there we really go in full front to present this domestic violence with the family. We wanted to really depict this setting immediately so that you are like, whoa, what is happening here? And so you hear about the mother who's abusive towards herself, alcohol, heroin, and the father who beats her up. But we don't tell much about why it happened, but just that it happened, because that's usually the children's perspective, you know. They don't reason why things happen like that, but it just happens. It's like a modern ghost house. We also had a great video made by Costin from Romania. And, you know, he really has this 80s kind of horror approach. It's like not too detailed. You still can put your own feelings into when you watch it. And that's what he did a great job on this video. That's what we want to have a scary setting immediately. And then you can take it from there to other scenes. So,
Will you come back in France soon?
I hope so. We love France, and we have a lot of fans here, and a fan club and everything. And we have loved the French from the beginning. And, it was, I would love to play here all the time, but of course you have to see the opportunities and stuff. So we are working on more tours, and hopefully we come back soon, definitely.
I will tell you five places, and you can pick one to live in. And the five places are the Cave of the Flintstone, the Sherwood Forest, the House of Sherlock Holmes in London, the Secret House of Elvis Presley in Antarctica, or the Addams Family Mansion. Where would you like to live?
Yeah, I would go for the Addams Family. I would be a welcome house guest, I think, with the corpse paint and everything.
A last word to your French listeners.
Yeah, it was great to play here, and it was amazing to see all the support at the show. And we really love you, and we want to come back, bring more horror all the time. And thanks for the interview, it was really great. Good luck with Lord Tremont.
Thank you.